What's up, guys? It is Tuesday. I am off today because of the recovery again from my tooth surgery, but I feel a little better today. Just chilling, man, doing little stuff around the house. Went out to mail some eBay stuff that I sold. We were kind of talking about payroll and the way teams are run. And a lot of people talk about the run that the Pirates had from 2013 to 2015 and how their payroll was still decent up until 2017. So I kind of looked into it just a little bit at least. And it's true that if you go back to like 2019, 2018, there were some teams that were close with the Pirates as far as the lowest payroll. Baltimore, Tampa Bay, Miami. But those teams have since not so much gone for it in Baltimore's case, but they still have a couple of veterans hanging around where the Pirates don't have any left. So the last couple years, actually since 2019, the Pirates have kind of bottomed out on the 26th man at about 30 mil. But this year, with Polanco coming off, you're looking at about 20 mil, even with like the arbitration stuff. So you might be looking at like a $25 million payroll, or you might be looking at more. I don't know, man. I mean, I just don't know. You never know till you see it. But some other teams have added payroll. We'll see if that translates into the Pittsburgh Pirates adding payroll. But what I was thinking is I was going to look at the standings over the last 5 years. Everybody remembers the last couple years, but I'm going to start with 2017 and then do 2018 and 2019 just to see how some of these teams that are rebuilding have turned their teams around, because we all know who's doing decently now. But back in 2017, I don't know what the standings were. I didn't even peek. I just figured I would pull it up as we speak. So in 2017, the Los Angeles Dodgers won 104 games for a .642 winning percentage. So the Los Angeles Dodgers, who at that point had not won a World Series in quite some time, they were already spending a lot of money and they were already getting a lot of wins. They just weren't putting it together until they finally did during the pandemic year with a World Series. The Diamondbacks, I remember them winning a World Series when they had Curt Schilling and Randy Johnson and had some of those other guys. That was probably 2006. And again, I'm just going off the top of my head. Some of these baseball years I didn't watch as closely, so I'm probably missing something. But the Diamondbacks were actually really going for it with 93 wins that year in 2007. It's easy to forget that because they bottomed out this year. And last year, they weren't too good either. The Rockies were actually over 500 with 87 wins and 75 losses. So a decent amount over 500 back then for a .537 winning percentage. And that is sort of like the winning percentage where you're just outside of the wild card, .537. If the Pirates can somehow get like 88 wins in a few years, there's a chance that they'll be vying for a wild card. The Padres had not gone for it yet. So they were in like near the end of their rebuild. They had developed some players and they were thinking about going for it. And surprisingly, the San Francisco Giants were dead last with 64-98. So the Giants had lost 98 games only a few years after winning the World Series, but everybody was hurt in 2017 for the Giants. The Washington Nationals, it's easy to forget this because the Nationals suck now, but obviously they won the World Series in 2019. But in 2017, they were already pretty good with 97 wins. And the Marlins were actually second place ahead of the Braves. The Marlins were 77-85 for a .475 winning percentage with a pretty low payroll. And then the Braves were 72-90. So they were sort of considering themselves in a rebuild phase, getting pitchers like Tim Anderson, guys that are, you know, producing for them now. The Mets were at 70-92. The Mets really haven't done anything that I can think of in the last 5 years other than get off to a couple good starts. And the Phillies only won 66 games and lost 96. So the Philadelphia Phillies should have been doing a rebuild, but they never did really raise any like homegrown players that worked out to be anything. They ended up getting a big Comcast contract and just buying a bunch of guys, led by Bryce Harper. But back then, the Phillies had 66 wins. We all know the Cubs were in the midst of their domination. 92 wins back in 2017. The Brewers were pretty good with 86 and 76. I think the Brewers have remained good probably the longest, along with the Cardinals in the NL Central, now that the Cubs have tanked. The Brewers and Cardinals were both over 500 that year. And Pittsburgh wasn't that bad. 75 wins and 87 losses. Respectable enough to watch them, you know? And then the Pittsburgh Pirates were actually ahead of the Reds, who were in a rebuild at that point, who finished with 68 wins and 94 losses. And I believe the Reds are sort of, this next few years, are going to bear the fruit of, you know, the suffering that they went through back then. The Red Sox had 93 wins and a really high payroll back then. The Yankees had 91 wins and a really high payroll. And the Rays' payroll was pretty low, but they were just one game from being 500. They finished 80 and 82. And then you got the Blue Jays, and the Orioles were bad with 75 wins. But they were sort of like Pittsburgh Pirates bad with 75 wins, not completely awful. The Astros were in their prime with 101 wins. And then the rest of that division didn't do anything. The Angels had 80 wins. The Rangers had 78 wins. The Mariners had 78 wins. And the A's had 75 wins as a somewhat rebuilding team, like a constant rebuild for a low payroll team like the Oakland A's. And then the Indians, surprisingly, won 102 games. The Indians have since shed a lot of payroll. But this was sort of their peak with 102 wins. They did not get a World Series, but they won a lot of games back in 2017. And then you have Minnesota, Kansas City, Chicago, and then the Detroit Tigers were just awful back then with 64 wins. And the Detroit Tigers aren't exactly not awful now. You know, but they're getting a little bit better. We can see that they're getting a little bit better. And the White Sox lost 97 wins that year, and they did a pretty nice job with the rebuild, as we all know. Not enough to get them a World Series this year, but there was certainly some talk of it in the preseason. Then in 2018, the Braves passed the Nationals. 90 wins. Nationals had 82 wins, and the Phillies got back to 80 wins back in 2018. The Mets and Marlins didn't do too good. The Marlins almost had 100 losses. The Dodgers and Rockies were still good 2 years in a row. The Diamondbacks were still hanging in there at 500. And then the Giants came back a little bit, and the Padres were still awful. But they were bringing up some young guys. The Brewers were in first place. The Cubs were right there with them. And then the Cardinals were above 500 like they usually are. But here's the surprising thing. In 2018, the Pirates were over 500 with 82 wins. So that's interesting. In 2018, the Pittsburgh Pirates were still over 500, while the Reds were lost 95 games. And in the AL, the Red Sox won 108 games that year. They totally topped up on payroll. The Yankees had 100, and the Rays were doing pretty good at 90 wins. The Astros, still hot. The A's, very good that year with 97 wins. And the Mariners have been pretty good lately. They were okay. And the Indians were still pretty good in 2018. The Royals were just awful at 104 losses. But they have rebounded a little bit. The White Sox were awful again with 100 losses. So I guess that's where the hope is. You see teams like the Royals and White Sox and the Detroit Tigers were awful. And they're starting to bear the fruit of that. We'll see who was the worst in 2019. The Yankees had 103 wins. The Rays had 96 wins. The Orioles were awful again with 108 losses
in 2019. In the AL Central, the Twins, believe it or not, had 101 wins just 2 years ago. But as you remember, they could never beat the Yankees in the playoffs. I don't even know if they had any playoff victories, to be honest with you. The Indians were falling off a little bit, but they still won 93 games. And the Detroit Tigers, with a whopping 114 losses, 47 and 114. I had forgotten about that, but that is really bad. A 292 winning percentage. It's almost hard to believe when you're looking at it that that happened. And the Astros were still killing it with 107 wins in 2019. In the National League, the Phillies did the same thing, around 500. The Braves were still good. This is the year the Nationals won the World Series. The Mets were still mediocre. The Cardinals topped the Brewers, but the Brewers were right there. But this was the first year the Pirates bottomed out. So in 2018, the Pirates still won some games. But in 2019, 2020, and 21, the Pirates have had at least what you would consider close to 100 losses. The pandemic year, they got the first pick, but there was only 60 games. So we can't look at it in terms of 100 losses. And the Padres were actually still bad in 2019, but they decided to go for it with all the young guys, and it hasn't really worked out yet in the postseason play. And the Dodgers, again, won 106 games, but they did not win the World Series that year. They won the World Series in the pandemic year. So I think there's some hope in this. If you think about the Pirates' drafts, they had high draft picks in 2019, 2020. Actually, I'm just going to say 2020, 21, and then 2022 and 2023. They're going to have at least four drafts with super high draft picks. And I think they nailed some of those picks. I really like what they did with Quinn Priester. I like so far what they did with Nick Gonzalez. I don't know about Henry Davis yet. But I do think over the next couple years, you're going to get a couple more high draft picks, plus all the selling they've been doing and bottoming out with their payroll. So I would say, yeah, I mean, it is the time for the Pirates to show something. I don't know if they're going to do anything this year. My thought on the Pirates payroll this year might be that because they still lost money in the first half of the year because there was no ticket sales. And because the ticket sales weren't particularly strong in August and September, it wouldn't surprise me if the owner went cheap again for at least one more year, especially when Ben Cherington has come out and said that most of the improvement we expect to come from our existing guys. So that's why I'm not really hopeful that the Pirates will make a big commitment to payroll this coming year. DK has said that he thinks they might have like a $50, $60 million payroll this year, which that would mean adding $30 million in free agents. So if you get three free agents, then you're talking about like $10 million a year, right? That's not bad. Like you might get some quality guys. I think that's what they should do. Three guys at three-year $30 million contracts. That, you know, that would be cool if they did that. But I'm not expecting them to do that. But maybe they do that in 2023. I don't know. But it is just interesting to see, like, how the teams have done over the last 5 years, particularly how the Padres were really bad and the White Sox were really bad, and how those teams have rebounded. How the Tigers were really bad, but they got some really high picks because of that. And, you know, the Orioles, they really haven't done anything. But the Reds have, right? So some of these teams that are rebuilding, I would say more than half have been successful in doing so. And that's what you got to hope for. You know, that's what you look at when you have hope in the Pirates in 2024, 2025, and at least maybe making it interesting in 2023. Even though the kids that come up in 2023 will probably be young, you know, they're still going to be learning. You know, I don't know how much you can expect from that. You know, it takes a couple years to kind of get your feet under you. And I think if you look at the Reds, like some of the young guys they've had, their first 2 or 3 years weren't that great, but they kind of stuck with some of these guys, and it has kind of panned out. Same thing with the the Cardinals and guys like Tyler O'Neill, you know, guys that have panned out if you stick with them for a while. So, you know, it's going to be a few years until you really get that success in Pittsburgh, which is why I'm thinking maybe 2024, towards the end of the year, you're actually really competing, you know, like really looking good, going for that wild card spot. And then in 2025, you're really competing for a division run. So that's what we're looking at. I don't know. I don't really know what else to say about baseball. I mean, there might be just some shorter takes as we go on, into the postseason. The things that I am watching, as we talked about yesterday, the competitive balance, the 40-man roster, and then the Rule 5 draft, and then if they have any winter meetings this year, or if there's a lockout and, you know, they just kind of bypass that stuff in order to further negotiate a new contract with the players. So we will see what happens. I got to tell you, tomorrow's going to be another nice day, maybe the last day of the summer. So enjoy it. Peace out.